Iraq's parliament has passed a resolution slamming the U.S. congressional draft law, which deals with Iraq's Sunni and Kurdish communities as two separate states. The Iraqi parliament has deemed the U.S. bill as a blatant violation of Iraq's sovereignty and a blow to the country's unity and independence. The U.S. defends its delivery of cluster bombs to Saudi Arabia, saying recipients commit to using them only against, quote, clearly defined military targets. This after Human Rights Watch said the bombs that are banned by much of the world had been used by Saudi forces in Yemen. Saudi forces have intensified air and ground attacks on Yemen. Saudi warplanes have pounded Aden's International Airport over 30 times within a few hours. Warplanes targeted the port city of Hodeidah in the south and pounded an air defense base there. Fighter jets also targeted districts inside the city of Aden. And violent clashes erupt in central Tel Aviv as Israeli forces fire stun grenades to disperse thousands of Ethiopians protesting against racism and police brutality. Reports say at least 20 policemen and several protesters have been injured. The rally was held after a video emerged showing an Ethiopian being beaten by police. Israel has built nearly 2,030 structures on land grabbed from Palestinians in the occupied West Bank, this according to a report by right-wing Israeli organization Regavim. The settlement expansions on Palestinian land have drawn criticism from the international community and are banned under international law. And at least a dozen people have lost their lives in the latest U.S. drone strike in Afghanistan. Afghan officials say the air assault was carried out in the eastern Nangarhar province on Saturday evening, targeting Taliban militants. The United States regularly carries out aerial assassination missions in Afghanistan, Yemen, Pakistan, and Somalia. And train drivers in Germany's national railway operator plan to go on a five-day strike. This would be their eighth walkout in 10 months. Over wage negotiations, the union wants a 5% pay raise in shorter working hours. Rail operator Deutsche Bahn says it can't accept different pay deals for employees who do the same job. And Iran and the P5 Plus One are working on the draft of a final deal over Tehran's nuclear energy program. Senior Iranian negotiator Abbas Araghchi has described the process as difficult. He expressed hope that the first draft will come out within the next few days.